Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. I'm looking around my studio at all of the things here that make me think about what is going on. What do I want to say about things that have to do with family, the pictures, the images, the words that I use, and how do they work in your mind as I use the correct words or good words? Do they, in fact, draw a picture? Do you imagine things as I'm talking about? You know, there's certain words that do have impact, right? Maybe more than others. The word nuke, for example. What does that conjure up in your mind when I say nuke?
For me personally, normally it would be a nuclear bomb, but because I drove past a nuclear power plant recently, that was the immediate image that came in my mind, was a power plant.
Right. So I'm reading because of my affinity for what's going on at NASA and outer space stuff. We talk about it a lot. There is a proposal from the Rolls-Royce company. They are following up on development of nuclear power stations here, and most of the United States fleet of nuclear-powered submarines, the nuclear power plants are built by Rolls-Royce. Rolls-Royce makes the most airplane engines. Most of the big carriers use Rolls-Royce, like British Airways on their bigger planes, 777s. They are powered by Rolls-Royce. Maybe because of an English company, but yeah, it's something that they have developed a lot of specialty sort of engines. And now they've been hired to build a micro nuclear reactor to be sent to the moon. This lunar reactor would increase how long humans can remain on the moon. And so Rolls-Royce has this agreement with the British equivalent of NASA, and they're going to take the next 2 years to study power and how it can be used in space. So I thought this is kind of interesting. The UK Space Agency announcing that they are already in development, actually, of a demonstrator to demonstrate how the nuclear reactor could provide electricity on the moon using this, you know, the nuclear stuff that comes from the sun, because the sun is just one big nuclear explosion. That's what it is. So anyway, I thought this was kind of
fascinating.
Yeah, right. And they're going to model it after the nuclear power plant that they have in submarines. So it sort of reminds me of The Hunt for Red October. Did you ever see that movie? I think it's one of the great movies of all time, frankly. Fabulous movie. And it talks about the nuclear power plant that the Russians developed supposedly for this particular submarine was untraceable. You could not hear it. And so you couldn't follow it, and therefore it could surprise attack. That was the whole story behind the story. At any rate, so speaking of this and what there is to see, again, I seem to be stuck on the NASA website, but that happens with me every once in a while. So pardon me for a theme or two or three today that focus now on the Mars Curiosity rover. Have you seen some of these striking pictures? Jay, we could post them, I suppose, on our website. Just go to the NASA website and see these images of a valley. This is the rover is in a valley, and the pictures are of, it looks like a sunrise. They've been able to program. This is another thing. Hello, mind-boggling. They can program this thing to go wherever. They have a map, right? There's, because of the extensive research, you send the satellites up, and they've got maps of Mars. So from the map, they look at the map, and they have this device that sends signals to the Curiosity, and it sends it to where the people programming it want it to go. So within 3 seconds of it getting a command, or no, but within 3 seconds of the command being sent from the Earth to the rover on Mars, it moves in the direction we're sending it. Just
think
about that.
That is awesome. Yeah, that is so cool.
Think about it. It is. That shows you what the human mind... This is the good stuff. You know, the human mind, we'd like to think, works for the benefit of all mankind, and yet we have these problems because not all minds are in sync, I guess, in looking at the good side of stuff. But this is a stunning picture. You know, when you send a postcard, when you're on a trip and you send a postcard home of what the beach looks like, this could be a postcard from Mars, right? Matt Damon could have sent this picture when he was up there in the Martian, right? Martian photography.
Mm-hmm.
There are...
The sky in these photos, the sky, because when we see the sun rising or the sun setting, there are different colors in our sky, but they blend more, blend together a little bit more, where it's not just kind of like a straight line of one color one side, one color the other side. And in these images on Mars, it is almost exactly like that. It is just like somebody almost cut two different photos together.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Not quite. What would you call a camp on Mars? I can imagine that we will send children at some day, sometime. We'll go to camp on Mars. Right? Maybe even camp on the moon. Let's go to Camp Moon. Ready?
That'll like space camp. Exactly.
Yeah.
But now instead of pretending you are in these locations and simulating these locations, you are just going to straight up be at these locations.
Yeah, right. There it is. Okay. There are some women in the news that I want to talk about. May I have your attention, please? Story of a 76-year-old woman who was declared dead at a hospital. Guess what? She woke up in her coffin. There was a wake being held for this woman. Bella Montoya is the lady's name.
Yeah, I think
retired nurse.
They didn't embalm her or something before the funeral service.
Right. She was brought to the hospital last Friday after suffering a cardiopulmonary, maybe like a stroke. I guess that's what it was like. She didn't respond to any resuscitation efforts. So doctor says, she's dead. Get her out of here. So they bring her over to the funeral parlor. They got a death certificate. And so the funeral parlor has a wake. And as the wake is being held, the coffin starts to rattle. Let me out of here! More or less 20 people at the wake. And the coffin moving, making sounds. The woman is wrapped in sheets, but yet she's hitting the side of the coffin. And they open the coffin, and the body in there is breathing heavily. And there's a video of this, by the way. The open coffin in this room with a crucifix. This lady, Ms. Montoya, laid in the coffin wrapped in colorful blankets. And she's in there.
Severely needing medical assistance. And
of course.
She took her back to the hospital. She's in the ICU.
Right.
But, oh, my goodness. If I were at a funeral and all of a sudden something like that happened, my first thought would be like, oh, my gosh, they're still alive. I'd be like, demons.
Mm-hmm.
Get a priest.
Right. Yep. There you go. All right. Let's see what else is from the Here You Go department. Former manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue, his wife and three other people indicted in the theft and sale of human body parts. There you go. Cedric Lodge of Goffstown, New Hampshire. This is what's in the Boston. You know, I tell you every once in a while, as I look around at things that are happening, I look at the two Boston newspapers because I'm close and the local newspapers. Well, here's something that's in the Boston papers. This fellow from Goffstown, New Hampshire, stealing dissected portions of cadavers that were donated to the Harvard Medical School this scheme apparently has been going on since 2018. They've been stealing body parts without the school's knowledge or permission. Hello, when somebody gives your body to science and you start chopping them up, heads, brains, skin, bones to be used, they sell them for operations on people who are still alive. Right? And as a matter of fact, this is how bizarre this is. These people were allowing buyers to come into the morgue and look at the bodies and pick the pieces that they want to buy.
Window shopping at its finest.
Huh? Good God.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, the bodies that are given to a medical school like this are obviously supposed to be used for education, teaching, research, that sort of thing. And when the teaching is all done and the cadavers have been used, they cremate them. And then they send the ashes back to the family. So now the school is having to, post the apologies for what is, as they describe it, an aberrant betrayal, morally reprehensible. So this guy's been fired. I would think there would be more than just firing him.
Charges should be brought. But here's the thing. Sometimes the body parts were transported by him, the Harvard Medical School morgue. He would take them. He would take them to the places. Other times he put them in the mail.
Well, it's pretty outrageous, but it's kind of funny, actually.
It's so disturbing.
The fact that they would have these people come into the morgue and look at the bodies that were there and say, okay, we'll sell you a hand for $1,000.
And he's like,
or you
can
have this eyeball.
Who's going to say what?
Yeah, right, exactly. Here's a guy from Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. I was in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania the other day. Bought some remains from one of the people who stole them from the mortuary, and it was supposed to be cremated, but instead they were sold. Can you imagine? Just think about that. Selling a body part for $100,000. Oh, my God. All right, the world is crazy. It's 18 after. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFare expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There are no other programs in existence anywhere in the Western world. In fact, in the Northern Hemisphere, and I would venture to say the Southern Hemisphere as well, there are no programs that focus on News Talk Radio, even though, and I'm not being facetious now, most every other language, News Talk has become so popular. We all know there's a consultant, actually a couple of consultants that we know, Michael, who specialize in News Talk Radio in other countries. They were program directors here, and then they became known as consultants, and they now travel around the world advising News Talk stations all over the world, in various languages, how to do it. Which I find, I don't know, is that a great compliment, do you think, for American talk radio?
On a certain level, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. But talk radio and news talk radio particularly, but any kind of talk format, it really depends on the culture and the rules and the laws to have its flavor, to have its nature. And a lot of the things that happen in American talk radio don't translate to other cultures, either culturally or legally. So it's not an easy thing to
do. But the bombastic nature of the hosts themselves?
Bombastic nature of hosts.
Yeah.
The criticism of elected officials, criticism of government policy, and the nature of argument. The nature of argument is different in many cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So we live in a bubble in the United States in terms of what we consider to be popular culture and American culture, American rules and regulations. And when you leave this country and you try to do something that relates to these basic principles in other places, it doesn't always work. And that which works here may not work there. That which mm-hmm. gets a rise out of people and they fall on deaf ears and get no reaction whatsoever. Yeah. Or a hostile reaction that it's impolite or that it's, exaggerates. There's such a difference in culture when it comes to this that it's really tough to export it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, there's an overview of sort of the philosophy behind it. Let's get back to the countdown, as Casey Kasem used to say. And now, back to the countdown. Number 7 this week on the list, Pride Month. There's a city in Michigan that has voted to permanently ban Pride flags from display on public property. as I was looking at this, I was thinking, okay, what is, because last week was Flag Day, and what is the proper way to display our American flag and then some of these other flags, like the Pride flag, on public property? That's not really the issue here. What the issue is, some people say, the narrow-mindedness of some politicians. How do you think we should view something like the banning of Pride flags and Pride Month?
Well, I mean, banning is a serious word, but when it has to do with flags which represent political positions, and when the pride issue becomes politicized, it's understandable why some people feel that the displaying of political flags on public property is not necessarily a good thing, because not everybody, in terms of that thing called the public, supports
right.
that position.
So the rule that they passed restricts the city from flying any religious, any racial, any political, any sexual orientation group flags on public grounds. So I guess
there is
don't have a problem with that.
But that is understandable, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, it is.
To a certain degree, you may feel that the thing that's being banned is, how could they ban goodness and, you know, openness?
Right. Or they say, I was a homophobe because I don't want to support pride. That's not what I said at all, but somebody would twist it around.
People will react to things with the most severe, negative reaction.
Yeah,
and that's
right, exactly.
Where we're at with
all right, we keep going. Another half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show coming right up.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clear skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. At least 4 people are dead after shootings in 3 different states. 1 person was killed and at least 20 others injured from a shooting at a Juneteenth celebration near Chicago. 2 people are dead and 3 others injured after a shooting near the Beyond Wonderful EDM Festival in Washington State. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is starting talks with leaders in China. Presidential hopeful Asa Hutchinson is urging fellow Republicans to back off from accusations that the Department of Justice is being weaponized. The former Arkansas governor said on ABC's This Week the GOP needs to go back to being the party of the, quote, rule of law. The Flash is the winner of this weekend's box office despite a disappointing performance. The DC film made $55 million over the weekend, however lower than the $70 million projections. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Lubricating your mind. I guess that's how we could equate this tune, Grease, because grease is a lubricator. Right? Everybody knows
it's
that?
It's the word.
It is the word. Everybody's heard about the word. This is talking. I just had a cookie. Excuse me. And I believe a bit of the chocolate has stuck in my craw. For a moment, you'll excuse me while I...
Well, cookies, especially chocolate chip cookies, are the breakfast of champions. I feel like they even have a cereal that is basically just little crunchy chocolate chip cookies. But I
those Choco things, whatever they are.
Yeah,
Cookie
Crisp. That's what it is.
Cookie. Okay, great. This is real health food for your child when you send them off to school. Let's have chocolate chip cookies and milk. That's basically what it is, right?
And milk is the healthiest part.
Right. That's for sure. All right. We have lessons to be learned here on the Good Day program. Jake Kirshner, Doug Steffen, I suppose we could be the teachers of the air. There are specific things that happen when you call somebody on the phone and you talk to them. Do you have any recollection of being taught how to talk on the phone? Did your parents teach you how to speak on the phone?
How to answer the home phone, yes.
Yeah, what did they teach you to do?
You answer and you say, hello,
hello,
Buffalo residents. And then if they are asking for somebody else, you say, yes, one moment, please, or hold on, please.
Yeah, that's good. Do you smile when you talk on the phone? Do you ever look at yourself in the mirror when you were talking on the phone? If you do.
Back in the day, yeah, I feel like they used to say smile when you answer the phone because you can hear it in your voice.
Yes, you can. It makes your voice, when you're smiling, it makes your voice sound different, and people can hear it on the other end of the phone. When they know you're smiling, I think they respond better to you, don't you? When somebody that sounds like they're smiling?
If I'm calling somebody in and you can hear the smile in their voice when they pick up, yes. And it's very different when you call someone and they answer the phone, what?
Right. What do you want?
Have you ever called a business and they answer the phone?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Or they answer, yeah. I hate when they answer hello. I loathe when they answer hello. I should say that rather than hate. I loathe when they answer hello. Because then I look back at my phone and I'm like, did I dial the wrong number? And yeah. I reached a residence instead of a place of business?
Yeah. Welcome to Verizon. They're the one. They're great. And, they're like doing you a big favor to even talk to you. Because I work for Verizon. I don't have to talk to you. Right. All right, so I offer that because a lot of times when people are calling our line here, 855-999-DOUG, I feel like they don't really know how to talk. It's single dimension because we're not answering the phone. We're allowing you or encouraging you to speak your piece without having to engage in a conversation. Maybe we should do some of these calls, James, live. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. That's where the calls come in when you dial 855-999-3684. Here's an example of a conversation that someone had with us about the Bud Light controversy.
Yeah, I got a concern or what have you, or it just boggles my mind how people are boycotting Bud Light. But Budweiser owns so many more products than just Bud Light. Budweiser, Mick Ultra, Stella, Firestone Walker. You know, if they want to boycott Budweiser or Bud Light, well, boycott Budweiser, which is look at their product line and see what they own, because they own a lot more than just Bud Light. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I don't even understand why there's a controversy. Do you?
Hater.
Honestly, it is. Yeah, I mean, it's all about negative. It's craziness. What in the world? Why would you? The stock of the Anheuser-Busch went down the value of it $15 billion because of this nonsense. $15 billion. For what reason? That's the question I have. What is the reason?
Well, and it definitely goes to show how many people there are out there that truly just hate people based on a disagreement of how we live our lives.
Yep. It's not manly to drink Bud Light anymore. Father's Day is just around the corner. So earlier this week, we played the Father's Day match game, asking you and sort of reiterating this because it might be a nice exercise to have on Sunday when you're with your dad. What's your father's favorite movie? What's his favorite television program? Great conversation. For those of you who find it hard to talk to your fathers for whatever the reason, and let's face it, there are people who have a tough time talking to their dads. Most of the time that's brought about by the fathers being kind of a stick in the mud or not really knowing how to communicate for whatever the reason. I think what brings it about, in my experience, if you have a tough time relating to your children or to your spouse, it's because you don't understand what fathering is all about or being a husband is all about. Fear. People, men, who fear becoming fathers, men, people who fear becoming husbands, there's sort of an expectation, and I think men create this on their own. Tell me if you agree or disagree with this, Jay, that they're supposed to be perfect. I know that oftentimes I have felt, in terms of my own fathering of my children, there were times when my children put me in a position of feeling less than adequate when they were younger. And then the talk about perfection. It wasn't, the word wasn't used, but that was what, you know, the, what's the perfect father? I don't know. I think it has to do with what people discern as perfection. And so if you're trying, if you think your father needs to be perfect, you're probably not looking at it the right way, because there's no, you're not perfect, nor is your father, nor is your mother. Maybe you think that they're the perfect, and maybe they are for you, but they're far from perfect. And that's not the way that, you, that I don't think, anyway. That,
well, no, and you ask children what they remember from different things, and more often than not, it's whether or not they showed up and playing with them. You ask any child who just went on vacation with their family what their favorite part was, and it's 9 times out of 10 going to be something along the lines of mommy or daddy played with me. Mommy and daddy played with me. It's mm-hmm. something along that. It always comes down to the quality time.
Yep.
And the attention.
So if I said to you, Jay, what's the best thing your father ever taught you, what would you tell me?
Oh, to pinpoint one lesson? I don't know. He's taught me so many things. Don't brag on yourself, because anything brag-worthy, someone else will brag for you.
That's very good.
If you are the smartest person in the room, get out of that room immediately.
That's perfect. I like that.
Oh, and treat everybody as equal, because no matter who people are or what people do for a living, we are all the same down deep to our core.
So maybe another way of asking this question, this is an exercise, obviously, for everybody that's listening. This is why we're doing it. Another way of asking that question is, what's the greatest gift your father ever gave to you? Is it a teachable moment? Is it something to do with your sister?
Lessons,
yeah.
What about you, Doug?
In what regard, Jay?
What is the best lesson your father has ever taught you?
My father was a distant guy, and he didn't have, and I don't mean this to sound negative, he taught me how to not do stuff. Does that make sense? But I didn't know it at the time. We mimic our parents. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, early on, I don't know that I connected with my father particularly. There were times that we connected and times that we didn't. He was an orphan. He didn't have a clue about relationships, whether it be to his wife, my mother, or to us. You know, but maybe that's true of all of us. We don't have, there's no book that teaches us how to be a father or how to be a parent. I think that he tried as best he could to under, he was very confused by the role, I think. And so it was, I don't know. I mean, I get emotional when I think about it. But then when you ask me the question that way, I can't come up with one thing. He taught me how to shake hands and be sincere that way. Matter of fact, I said that to a friend of mine. I had a meeting with a couple last night, and the wife has a very firm handshake. And I did talk about my father teaching me how he felt it was a sign of sincerity that if you shake hands firmly, then you mean it and you're a person of your word.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something, you know, you ask me, I'm digging around in my mind for things that I remember. But I was taught how to drive. I mean, most of my lessons in life were on the farm. And my father didn't have a connection to the farm. He had a connection to athletics and stuff. He played professional baseball, professional football. He was a boxer. He was a lot of things that I never related to. He didn't understand my love of the farm, gardening. He didn't understand my connection to tractors because he didn't have any connection to them himself. I get that. I had a contest once when I was Cincinnati. I can't remember where I did this, but I saved a letter. I had a contest looking for the greatest dad in America. So it must have been, and I'm looking at this letter that came from New Bern, North Carolina. The lady's name was Linda Williams. I wonder, I wrote on the note that she sent me a wonderful, wonderful creation. She writes, I've never known what it was like not to have a have the peace of mind that I have, the safe, clean home that I came home to every day. I was welcomed at home. I always had paper and pencil and lunch money. I had birthday celebrations, Christmas presents, and stockings. I had a beaming face in the audience. My father was always so proud of me. He was there at the science fair. He bought me a cowgirl suit. He always gave me a ride home. He read to me. He comforted me when I was sick. When I wanted to go to camp, he said, "What camp do you want to go to?" When I wanted to go to the movies, my father said, "What movie do you want to go see?" When I wanted to go to college, my father wanted to know, "What college did I want to go there?" My father expected me to do my best, to do my fair share of what needs to be done, and to acknowledge that there is something greater than me. And I was, because of that, very proud of my dad. So I nominate him for the Best Dad in the World contest because he always worked very hard to make sure that things that I needed were provided for me, and that included love. He loved me without reservation. He knew about what eternal life was, and he taught me about that. And so and you can hear in my voice the emotion. This is, and I remember, this is 1994.
Oh, wow.
Father's Day, 1994, this letter was written to me. So maybe that's a way of thinking about Father's Day. Think about your dad. Father's Day is coming up. It's 48 after the hour here on Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Batman! Okay, that's not what we're... That's not the theme here. This is the other theme. Chuck Curry is here, our Movie Moments man, in charge of movie information, what's going on in videos, entertainment in general, and film in the television circle. So, Chucker, why are we playing that theme? Yes.
Well, that's the original theme to Tim Burton's Batman, which came out in 1989. I got a chance to see The Flash last night with Michael Keaton reprising his role of Bruce Wayne Batman in the film. I had to tell you, Michael Keaton, I thought it was an absolute pleasure to watch him back as Batman 31 years later after Batman Returns came out in theaters, Doug, back in 1992. I remember 89 when Batman came out. It was probably the most highly hyped, marketed movie of all time, and it really changed the way blockbusters were produced in terms of the studio amplifying the opening weekend importance by basically force-feeding a massive marketing campaign down the American public's throat and also worldwide to get him into a movie theater. Batman in 89 was the top-grossing movie of all time in its opening weekend. I think it did $55 million on like 2,200 screens. Now movies like The Flash, which opened last night, opened on like 4,500 screens. I don't want to talk about the box office. It's tracking around $70 million, which is below what I thought it would do. I don't know if it's superhero exhaust or people just tired of the genre in general. But for me, this movie might be a little polarizing, but I enjoyed it a lot. And I tell you why, as I told you off air, I thought Ezra Miller, who's Barry Allen, The Flash, a guy who's troubled off-screen, but he's a very quirky personality, and I love his quirkiness on film. I thought his performance playing two Barry Allens was outstanding. I mean, it was a terrific performance. I think Michael Keaton, who's in the movie a lot, there's not a wasted moment. All his scenes are important. I thought he brought his A-game. He was having a good time back in his role. This actress, who's relatively unknown, named Sasha Kali, as Supergirl, I thought was really good. Movie has a bunch of cameos. As I told you off the air, I'm not going to give it away, but the last scene in the movie, which alters something, and you see a new character, a new actor that I did not expect as Batman, it was a jaw-dropper, and I think it's going to have audiences really buzzing, whether they like it or they don't like it. But overall, I give this film I give it an 8 out of 10. I think it's well worth seeing if you like the genre. I think the storyline is a lot of it's character-driven, Doug. It feels a lot like Back to the Future, especially the first half of this movie. And I got to tell you, last thing, it made me think and reminisce a lot about time, the importance of time in our life, because, you know, there's an old saying, the greatest commodity on earth is time, and I agree with that. And as you age a little, it makes you think more, but the one message this movie does have is you really can never go back and change things. You can only go forward. And I like that message, so I like this film.
All right. A couple of other things. Netflix has a docuseries that it's doing on sharks, and apparently some of the crew got attacked by the sharks. Kind of looks like a scene from Jaws. If you've seen it floating around on social media, it's called Our Planet. David Attenborough is the narrator. They were collecting footage, and this is off the Hawaiian Islands.
You know, I read an article that stated that at this point in time, there has never been more sharks in the ocean than there is now.
Right.
Pretty scary if you think about it. I would say this. It probably hurts to get bit by a shark, no?
Probably does, yes. I would say there are probably probably a lot more two-legged sharks as well as the ones that swim around. I think that you could be sure of as well.
I like that one.
All right. Patrick Duffy his role as Bobby Ewing. Did you see this? All the hoopla.
No.
Why in the world now? These people are talking about them, the people that were on the show, the co-stars, were ticked off because they brought Bobby Ewing back. After all this time, these people are talking in a podcast about how they were offended. Steve Canale talking, and there's some kind of a cast reunion in Palm Springs going on, 45th anniversary of Dallas. So they
all played Ray. Listen, I think Patrick Duffy on that show, and I love Dallas, was equally important as Larry Hagman's JR. And even though it was what they call a jump the shark moment, where one season was an entire dream and he comes back in the shower and his wife Pam dreamed the whole season, I think they needed to do that to keep that show going on a very high creative level. And Patrick Duffy was, I think, an awesome talent as Bobby Ewing on Dallas. I loved him.
So there's thumbs up from Chucker on that one.
Yes.
All right, Chuck Curry, Monday morning, he'll be back on the, this is kind of a quasi-holiday weekend, whether we do box office totals on Monday or Tuesday. We'll see how it shapes up. Chuck is here with us every day at this time on Good Day. Speaking of time, 59 after the hour.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.